بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Now this chapter of the Quran Kareem is a Makki surah. It is called Surah Al-Asr. Subhanallah. And it's strongly linked to the previous chapter. Because we alluded to this in the previous week. How is this surah responding to an aspect in the previous chapter? So alhamdulillah. Because there in that chapter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we are being averted from the truth. Alhaakum at-takathur. Chasing behind this world. Takathur from the word kathir. Wanting more. Hankering behind this worldly life has averted us, has occupied us, preoccupied us. But what from our purpose? But what has it preoccupied us from is not mentioned, is answered in this surah. So it's actually like a drunkenness, and the reality only dawns upon one, if not in this life, hatta zurtumul maqabir, then definitely when we die, qabr, zurtumul maqabir. But then it's too late. So what are these things that we are being eluded from and occupied from, which is our purpose, is mentioned in this chapter, which is the last surah of the Quran Kareem that starts with an oath. That's why this surah has 3 ayat, 14 words, 68 letters. 14 words, 68 letters. And this chapter starts with an oath. Wal asr. By the asr. So obviously, asr refers to the asr prayer. And we've mentioned this before, how Allah in the Quran mentions all the prayers, all the salahs, but Allah mentions specifically Al-Fajr, like in the chapter Wal-Fajr that we did, and the other is Wal-Asr. So how important is Asr? Even the chapter, in the verse in Surah Ar-Rum that mentions all 5 salahs in one verse, Surah Ar-Rum, that ayah also emphasizes Asr. Because every salah is mentioned in a verb called fi'liya. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Fi'liya, a verbal sentence. But the ayah, the verse or the portion mentioning asr mentions a noun. فَسُبْحَانَ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ وَعَشِيًا. عَشِيًا, they refers to asr. عَشِيًا is a nominal word. وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. A nominal word is, in Arabic, is more emphatic than a verbal word. So here also this chapter starts with wal-asr, by the asr prayer. That's where we find it. There's a hadith when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a man enters his grave and the angel comes to him in his grave, and as he sees at that time the sun at the time of asr. So now the angel says, I have to question you. And if asr salah was a priority in his life and all his salahs, and he put everything aside for salah, he will be able to pass this test and say to the angels that I first have to talk to my Allah. First is my time, my appointment with Allah. Then I'm prepared to, you know, come into this appointment with you and take your questions. But if he failed this test and he neglected his salah, then he won't be able to answer this test correctly. Allah Ta'ala save us. Wa asr. The other meaning of wal asr ya, welcome. The other meaning of wal asr ya refers to a period of time. And that is the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Asrun Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time. Because in the whole history of the world, the best timeline that has ever gone past is the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the period of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah takes an oath by his life, la'amruk. And here Allah is taking an oath by the period where he was in this world before he departed from this transitory world. That's the second meaning. So asr refers to asrun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third meaning of asr, which is wal asr, which is time in general. Every person's time, the time Allah has given us, is so valuable that whatever time Allah has given us will never ever come back. Every second is valuable. The past will never return. The future is there. But the problem is, we don't even know if we'll be there. A man was telling me today, he embraced Islam in Ramadan. But this last week, he just came. He says, for the second time I'm coming to the masjid. So I'm asking him, but why haven't you come since Ramadan? He says, every time I want to come, I'm scared. It's ajeeb how shaitan puts a whispering in a person. He embraced, but he wants to come, but shaitan is putting it in his heart. No, those people are harsh. They're cruel. How are they going to look at me? What are they going to tell me? Finally, he came and he joined us on a trip. And what's a nice part of joining, going out in Allah's way? You get a chance to spend time with brothers, teach each other, spend time with each other. Anyway, he's telling me how fit, today we met again, he's telling me how fit his father was. And at the age of 40, he got up to brush his teeth to get to work. And he was paralyzed. He just fell down. Just like that, out of the blue. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua, when awakening in the morning, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي رَدَّ إِلَيَّ رُوحِي. I'm commenting on the word time, our time Allah has given us in this world. Allah's Nabi taught us this dua, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي رَدَّ إِلَيَّ رُوحِي. Allah, I thank you that you have returned my ruh to me. Because when we went to sleep, the ruh came out of the body. Allah, I thank you that you returned my ruh to me. رَدَّ إِلَيَّ رُوحِي. وَعَافَانِي فِي جَسَدِي. Allah, I thank you that one is you gave me life. But how many live, but there's no functionality in the limbs? Like this man was paralyzed. وَعَافَانِي فِي جَسَدِي. Allah, you've given me afiyat, functionality, ability, flexibility in my limbs. My limbs are functioning with your permission. I'm seeing, I'm touching, I'm feeling, I'm thinking, I'm moving, I'm mobile. وَعَافَانِي فِي جَسَدِي. And one specialist, he joined us on one trip. We were in Ladysmith and he's telling us, Dr. Al-Amin from Libya, he was saying that when they did a research, he was a specialist radiologist. He says that they find that most of the time when a man is afflicted with a heart attack, it's at the time just about after Fajr time. And they find that the solution to that is one has to awaken at that time to make some exercise for at least about 15 minutes, half an hour. And then, if he must rest, he must go to sleep after that. And how perfect is our deen? When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said miswak, there's so much of wisdom in it. When we are taught fajr and tahajjud, there's so much of wisdom in it. Subhanallah. So I was shocked. This man was, he says he was so intelligent, but up to today, he can't speak, and he's not mobile on one side of his body. He says, but he uses sign language with his one hand, and that's how we understand what he wants. For the last 29 years, but this is one thing he does do, is he reads. So I asked him to make to take me to meet him, because I want to convince him to read a translation of the Quran, because you know, da'i will look at that opportunity. Alhamdulillah. So that's my next taqaza, inshallah. So how valuable it is to awaken with functionality. وَعَافَانِي فِي جَسَدِي وَأَذِنَ لِي بِذِكْرِهِ. Allah, I thank you that you enabling me, allowing me, permitting me to take your name. وَأَذِنَ لِي بِذِكْرِهِ وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ تَفْضِيلًا. And Allah, I thank you. You've given me virtue over so many of your creation. And what does this mean? Allah made us from the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because every Nabi is special. And every Nabi's ummah is special. But Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest of all the anbiya. And his ummah is the greatest of all umam. So Allah, give us tawfiq to value the time we have. Wal asr, by the token of time. After Allah takes this oath, as we've discussed before, Quran brings an oath, then Quran brings a response to that oath. Innal insana lafi khusr, by the token of time. Why Allah brings this oath? Verily, humanity on a whole, so you mean many, many people. And there's a discussion of the scholars about this al-insan, this al. See, this is al, it's called alif lam. One meaning here is istighraq, it encompasses everyone. And the one meaning is it's ahd, it encompasses lots of people because then there's an exception. So verily humanity, la fi khusr, is most certainly in loss. Khusr means loss. Now Quran brings the word khusr, Quran brings the word khusran. Now, interestingly, when the Quran brings the word khusran, ذلك هو الخسران المبين. Clear, total, utter loss and ruination. That is loss where we can't make up for it. We can't come right. We can't change the plight. But khusr is not as emphatic. Khusr and khusran. Innal insan la fi khusr. So there's loss. But we can't come out of it. So Quran teaches us a method of how to come out of it. That means there are duties. That's what the previous chapter says. This chase behind this world is occupying us from what we're supposed to be chasing behind. And what are we supposed to be chasing behind? Four activities. Four activities. Now before I mention this to you, there's something very interesting. Sahaba radiallahu anhum say that whenever Sahaba, now take the Sahabi's name, Abu Muzayna Ad-Darimi. He says, whenever Sahaba used to meet, before they used to separate, they used to read to each other wal asr. There's so many surahs of the Quran, but Sahaba are separating. They say, come, read the surah to us. And there's quite a few reports like that. Allah give us tawfiq. That's why Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says, لو تدبر الناس هذه السورة لوسعتهم. If people have to deliberate and understand this one surah, it would be sufficient for humanity's salvation. Another report, he says, لو لم ينزل من القرآن سواها لكفت الناس. If this was the only surah of the Quran revealed, it's sufficient for humanity's guidance. What a great surah of the Quran. Allah give us tawfiq to value this surah of the Quran. Innal insan la fi khusr. Verily, insan is definitely at loss. But we make an exception. Illa. Illa is an exception. How to come out of that loss? Illa alladhina amanu. Come, Salih, come quickly, Sheikh. On a Tuesday, please, man. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. How to come out of this loss? Number one is iman. Allah give us tawfiq. Iman. Iman has to be strong. For iman to be strong, we have to make an effort. Otherwise, just iman is just Islam. But iman has to be strengthened. Otherwise, the person says, no, I got iman. But do we have sufficient iman? Allah says in the Quran, oh, those who have iman, bring iman. The iman that we have, is it sufficient? Somebody got 10 rand, another person got 100 rand, the third person got 1,000 rand, all got money. But the man who got 10 rand, what can he get with the 10 rand? He can't even put petrol. He can't, with that petrol of 10 rand, we can't even go somewhere. So, do we have enough iman? And iman is like the fuel. You can have the best conveyance, Rolls Royce, but it'll never be, if you don't have petrol. So, iman. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Number one, iman. Number two, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they do good deeds. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. They endeavor and they strive to do good deeds. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So the stronger the iman, the more we'll be able to do good deeds. Number three, see, many a time we think these two are sufficient for our salvation. The third is imperative. That's why wow comes. Wow is and. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And they make an effort. Now this word, watawasa, is a very interesting word. Tawasa, yatawasa. And wasa, yuwasi. And wasiya. Now wasiya means to strongly advocate. Basically it's da'wah. To call to something with emphasis. To call to something emphatically. Wasa, yuwasi. And now when it comes into this scale, tawasa. Now this is important for you all to also to remember. Wasa is he called to Allah. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ. Ibrahim a.s. gave this da'wah to his children. He advocated this to them. That's why the same word is wasiyah, which means the man who is dying, his last words, his will and testament, wasiyah. Wassa, wasiyah. That's why that's also called a person's bequest. But what it originally means is to strongly advocate with emphasis. That's why the word is used for a dying man. But what's the difference between wassa and tawasa? Tawasa is collectivity. Call to Allah collectively. And this is what this effort is about. Collectively make the effort of Iman. That's why Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu asked the people of Kufa, are you all collectively making effort on each other's Iman? Because he was teaching in Kufa. So this was the question he asked the people of Kufa who came to visit him. When they came to Medina, they visited him. So he asked them, do you all sit with each other to make effort of Iman? Do you all visit each other? Those two questions, as Abdullah bin Mas'ud asked them. So, tawasaw bilhaq. Collectively, call each other to Iman. Wa tawasaw bisabr. And collectively, make an effort on each other and aid each other and assist each other and protect each other from wrong. And so, sabr, would, in one meaning, means sabr anil ma'asiyah. Stay away from sin. And sabr also means patience in adversity. So somebody else is suffering, help him in that difficulty. Give him solace. Give him condolences. Be there for him in that plight that he's going through. But do this collectively. So how beautiful are these four duties? What we learn from here is our own iman is not sufficient for our salvation. Man is driving very safely, but another person could crash into him. So in life we need each other. That's why we have to teach each other. You and I might say, no, my child, I am making effort on him. He is, mashallah, for example's sake. I'm not saying this about my own children. I'm giving it an example. He say, my child is an angel. Mashallah, your child is an angel, but your child also needs to get married tomorrow. Who is he going to get married to? Who is she going to get married to? So we have to make effort on the society. The community's children is also my children. This is what this chapter is teaching us about. We have to make a fikr, a worry, a concern. This is what the chapter talks about. For example, imagine every one of us, make our own imagination to understand this chapter. If you must say, I'm drowning. Imagine I'm drowning, Allah save us. You think you're drowning. And he's falling deep into the sea. And now, the first thing we have to do whilst we're drowning, we're unconscious. We have to wake up. If a person doesn't wake up, he can't get to the surface. He's going to fall deeper and deeper and deeper. So the first activity that is his duty is to wake up. Once he wakes up, right? Now he needs to maneuver and move to the surface of the sea. Isn't it? He has to move to the surface. He has to make that maneuver until he gets to the top of the sea. So he has to move and make an effort and swim and strive until he gets to the surface so he can breathe, come out of danger. But as he's trying to come out of the sea, he notices that his brother, his neighbor, his cousin, his relative is tied to him. So he can't come out whilst that chap is tied to him. Now he tries to call him. That man is sleeping. He's also unconscious. So while he's trying to wake him up, wake up, brother. He's deep in his slumber and a deep sleep. And he's in dreamland. He says, Steve, but you have to wake up. He says, no, I'm enjoying myself. I'm driving a brand new car. If that man is enjoying his dream, we still have to wake him up. Then, brother, you have to. You're going to die. Wake him up. When he wakes up, then together, they both have to make their way. But then they see the whole community is tied to them. So basically, for our salvation, we have to make the world a better place. That's what this chapter is telling us. And when we're going to concentrate on bringing these four activities, that's why Quran brings the word wa. That's why read this quite a few times in our salahs. Wal asr, innal insan la fi khusr. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا wa. Not O. O means option. Quran is giving us an option. Choose one of the four. Or two of the four. No. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. We have to make an effort of Iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. We have to increase in good deeds and compete with one another. Try and do more than each other. Number three, make an effort to bring others. تَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. To Iman. Haqq is Iman. Second, first translation. Second translation of Haqq is good deeds. Call others to good deeds. Number four, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبَرِ. Collectively make an effort to help others in staying away from sin and also help others in their adversity, in the difficulties they face. Be the first to help people in the time of adversity, janazah, sickness, ailment, calamity, disaster. Allah help us all. When we do this four, the next discussion, inshallah, is the four don'ts. When we do the four do's, Allah will save us from the four don'ts. But when we start falling into the don'ts and we analyze our life, that means we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحْمِينَ